Welcome to the Jacksonville High School 912 podcast, focusing on high school students and athletes to reach their full potential. Today's podcast is brought to you by our partners, Duval Motors, Bono's Barbecue, LandSouth Construction, PGA Tour Superstore, Fortegra, CSI Companies, Arco Group, US Assure, WJXT Channel 4, and Tenton XL. Here's this week's show.
Well, we're here for another High School 912 podcast. We want to thank all of our partners of High School 912 for making this possible. Really excited about today's guest, Matt Morris, who is the athletic director at the Bowles School, also the head wrestling coach, and most importantly, maybe a close personal friend of mine, has been since I've been an adult, and some would question that, when is that? And also was around when I was a student at Bowles. So, Matt, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Alan. It's great to be here.
So, first off, congratulations. A little while ago, you were inducted into the FHSAA Hall of Fame. That's got to be a pretty cool feeling, huh?
Yeah, it's really a humbling experience and a great honor. I think a lot of the credit goes to, you know, all the coaches I've had the opportunity to work with through the years. Many of them have been in the Hall of Fame a long time before me, and the athletes like yourself that have come through the program through the years, and the parents and the bowl school itself, which has really set up an environment where kids can be successful and pursue their goals, and in an environment that just breeds success. So it's very humbling to me, and it's the greatest part, I think, about the experience was just the fact that I got to reconnect with so many people that I hadn't heard from in years and years and years, and just, you know, get to see them again and talk to them, whether it was a phone call or a card, or some of them even came to the ceremony. It was just great to reconnect with so many of the Bowles people that I'd had so many different athletic adventures with throughout, you know, 3 or 4 decades, I guess.
Yeah. So, you know, the purpose of High School 912 is really to make a difference in kids' lives and to really meet them where their needs are and make them better citizens when they get out of high school. And so you've been in the high school world how long now? Over 30 years?
Since 1982.
Right. So, you know, and you've been at a couple of different places, but the majority of that time at Bowles.
Right.
And so over the years, give us a little snapshot into just, you know, what you've seen and the difference of kids and maybe what I needed in 1990. Don't share that on the air because that could be a long answer. But and what kids need today. Obviously, technology's changed. We didn't have cell phones back then. But what are some of the things that you saw back then? But now when you coach kids and you see kids on a daily basis, what are the things that they need nowadays?
You know, I think in some ways, very little has changed. I think that as a parent or a teacher or as a coach, you have to get kids to focus on what are their goals, what do they want to achieve, and then come up with a plan of what it takes to achieve those goals, and then understand that along the way, things are going to happen that are going to make it difficult. There's going to be challenges, there's going to be setbacks, and you've got to deal with those, get back on your plan, and continue to your goals. And ultimately, you may not get everything you wanted, and you may not achieve every goal, but you will be successful. And that's a life lesson, and it applies to individual sports, team sports, and everything else. And I don't think that's changed. I do think that, over the years, like you say, with technology and information and just you see everything, you see every highlight right now, you get all the information and you know how everybody else is doing. It's a lot more competitive and there's a lot more pressure, I think, on kids to feel like they need to succeed right now. And that kind of goes contrary to what really is the best thing for them. So I think it's trying to get everybody just to relax a little bit today and understand that it's still about the journey and it's still about setting goals and it's about hard work and it's about, waiting for, is working hard and waiting for a time when it all works out and you get to really enjoy the fruits of your labor, but it doesn't always happen overnight. And it's just really hard. I mean, today's society is, they want everything right now. And, sometimes that's good. I mean, a lot of that has positive impacts, but some of it in the world of sports, it just doesn't always work that way. And so, maybe some of the highs are higher now and some of the lows are lower. And as a coach or a parent or anybody else, you have to kind of, make the student athletes understand that's, you know, steady down the middle, you know, consistency, and discipline are really what's going to carry you through the hard times.
Well, and it sounds like you could be describing something that to somebody that's 35, you know, in a job. I mean, exactly your thing, because those skills and that patience and that goal-driven and understanding that there may be setbacks in life, that happens to us even at our age nowadays.
Yeah, it does. And again, kind of going back to where we were before, reconnecting with some guys that I haven't coached in 20 or 30 years, like I've had the opportunity recently. And some of the things they share with me is, I always remembered some of the things you would tell us back when we were in high school and we were competing and training. And it wasn't either until something happened in my job, you know, 2 years ago when I hit something that I understand that I could handle that because of everything I'd learned before. Or they'll say, it wasn't until I had a child and they got in a situation that I was in. And then I thought about, you know, what I'd learned at Bowles or what, you know, Coach Rogers had taught me or Coach Serrano had said to me. And I used that to help my own son. So yeah, they're life lessons, but I mean, that's what high school sports is supposed to, if it doesn't do anything, everybody can't win.
Right.
I mean, every time there's a contest, you got
Somebody's just as many
winners as there are losers. And, what the point is, you're not a loser. If you do it right, the experience you take and the character that you build and the respect you gain, whether you win or lose, and how you win and how you lose are the most important things.
Yeah, and that's what carries us on through life and in certain things in business. So one last question here on the High School 912 podcast. We're so excited to have Matt Morris, who's the athletic director and head wrestling coach at Bowles. Again, I'm Alan Verlander. So a lot of times in this high school recruiting world, we as a society, and this is my pet peeve, we as a society have told kids, and with the whole travel ball and all this, that if you don't sign a Division I scholarship, you're not any good. You're just not any good. You know, it's all about the Division I, and that's where you see all the social media. Nobody tweets that, oh, so-and-so just signed a Division III financial aid package, because that's not what's exciting. But you look at statistics, only 4% of high school athletes make it to the collegiate level, Division I, II, or III, or NAIA. So instead of we're trying to reverse the trend to say, listen, you're a part of the 4% that is an unbelievable high school athlete around the country. And so what do you see as an athletic director and a coach where we're trying to educate, and Airstream Ventures through High School 912 is trying to educate families on, if your kid is not a blue chip, there's still plenty of college opportunities for them if they want to succeed in that. And so don't give up. You're still one of the very best athletes in the country. Let's change the mindset of that. What do you see from kids now that, you know, where they want to play in college sports, but do they feel that deflation of, well, if I can't do Division I, maybe I'm just not going to play? Or what goes through a high schooler's mind nowadays?
You know, again, I think you battle against just that 4% and the exposure they get hard to sometimes get the parents and the athletes throughout the recruiting process to understand that if they love a sport and they enjoy playing it, just because you're not in that 4%, top 4% that are really, I mean, again, and you've seen them like I do, the kids that are the blue chippers in the top 4%, they are exceptional athletes. I mean, beyond exceptional, many of them. And there just aren't that many of them out there. And something that I try to now, again, I've had a, you know, my kids are out of college now, and they were good athletes at bowls, played on teams, had success, played on championship teams, and were not blue chip athletes. My daughter was a really good high school volleyball player, and she went on to college, and she went to FSU. Well, she's no way she's, you know, starting at FSU or making the team, but she played club volleyball.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just an example. I mean, there's obviously Division I, Division II, Division III, NAIA, that all have programs. There's plenty of slots for kids that want to continue their education to match up. But a lot of these big schools have club teams where you can practice. They have a coach. They're funded. That you get uniforms. The uniforms say the name of your college on it. They pay for your trips. And it's a really positive experience. And from going as a parent to watch a lot of these matches, very competitive. I mean, it's a level above high school, even at the club level in college. So there are, you know, if you want the experience and the positive things that competitive athletics give to you, and you want to continue it at the college level, from club to small school to big school, and there are plenty of opportunities, and not all of them are scholarship. Not all of them are the ones that, you know, are going to be on, you know, the front page of the paper when you make your decision, but there's plenty of opportunities for almost anybody that wants to participate in anything to get continuation at a level that's higher than what they've participated at before, and to enjoy it.
And that's the point, is there's so many opportunities. Because you may not be this five-star athlete, there are so many opportunities for you to go and play sports in college, and have a great time continually learning. Sports teach us so much about life. They teach us that so many of the things that I do in my business now, I revert back to when I played sports in high school and college. And so, you know, we're trying to really let parents know and let students know that if you have this desire to play at the next level, continue to foster that desire. And there are so many opportunities, whether it's club, whether it's Division II, Division III, NAIA, whatever it is. Don't let that passion die out just because you may not be a good enough athlete to play Division I.
No, I agree 100%. And it's there's too many great things that, you know, for you just, you know, physically and emotionally and just, you know, beyond the character building and things that you do along there that just help you lead a happier and healthier life. The longer you stay active and the longer that you're participating in sports. And I mean, hopefully that's what it's all about. It shouldn't be over just because you turn 18, 19 and graduate from high school, that you'll never go out and do what you've been enjoying for the last 10 years before. There's plenty of it out there through college and even beyond that. So hopefully we're teaching kids sports that they can enjoy for a lifetime, and they'll have the desire to do it. And if they, you know, get in touch with your organization or come, you know, give me a call or whatever. I mean, there's plenty of people that can help point them in the direction to stay involved and to continue to do what they love.
Exactly. Well, thanks for joining us today on the Jacksville High School 912 podcast. It's always a thrill when I get to talk to people that have been involved in my life for a long time. And I think you might have written me up a few demerits over the years, but I guarantee you I deserved them. So anyway, Matt Morris, who is, I will say first off, one of the best guys you'll ever meet, truly cares about the students and cares about the job that he does, but also is now a member of a very important Hall of Fame, and that's the FHSAA Hall of Fame. And, you know, you don't get elected in the Hall of Fame unless you're a special person, have done something special. So kudos to you and your family on that, and thanks for joining us on the podcast today.
Thank you, Alan.
That's another podcast, High School 912 podcast. I want to thank you for listening today, and join us next time for our next guest.
Thanks for listening to the Jacksonville High School 912 podcast, focusing on high school students and athletes to reach their full potential. Today's podcast was brought to you by our partners, Duval Motors, Bono's Barbecue, Land South Construction, PGA Tour Superstore, Fortegra, CSI Companies, Arco Group, U.S. Ashore, WJXT Channel 4, and 1010XL.